Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the J. Fried Media Experience. My name is Justin, and I am joined here with Lana.
Hi, I'm Lana.
All right. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about kind of like our backgrounds in film and what got us into it and stuff. And also, we have a script sitting next to us that we are also going to talk about. That should be pretty interesting that we are planning on shooting sometime soon, hopefully.
Within the next couple of weeks.
Within the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. Okay. Why don't you go first?
You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. You want like the beginning of the story or like...
However you want to go about it.
If you want the beginning, it was way back, probably like 7th grade. I told my mom that I wanted to be an actress because, you know, that fits my personality. And that was the first time my family told me that Hollywood is corrupt and that it's not a good industry to go into.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little after that, I started really getting into like storytelling. So I consistently had my mother purchase like numerous notebooks, and I would spend my time like writing, even though it had nothing to do with school. Like, anyway, so I've always kind of been like into writing and into the whole like Hollywood industry, but because my family always told me that it wasn't a good place to be, and because they convinced me that most of our family had some part in the medical field, that's the route that I should take. And they still tell me that sometimes. Like, they'll occasionally tell me that I should have nursing as a backup to film in case this doesn't work out. But I think...
Look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now, like, defying the odds. But I think when it really changed was senior year. There was a Kutztown representative that showed up to my high school. And he was telling us about the school, like the, just like the atmosphere, what it would be like living on campus, the different programs they had. And Hallie and I, my best friend, walked in. We walked into this meeting. There was a whole bunch of, like, there wasn't a whole bunch. There was probably, like, 10 kids that showed up to this thing. We were using it to get out of class because it was an hour where we didn't have to sit in some clammy classroom learning about, like, I don't know, Shakespeare. And when we walked in, we were just, like, talking between each other, and he asked us what we were interested in, and at the time, Hallie said she was into marine biology. And I was like, I'm probably going to go to med school. So he was telling us about those. And then after he started his presentation, he started with, like, what the dorms are like, and then, like, the tuition and stuff. And then he started telling us about the different programs that Kutztown offers. And cinema, television, and media caught my attention. So, like, after everyone left, including Hallie, I was like, can you tell me more about cinema? And he's like, aren't you going to med school? And I was like, I don't know anymore, dude. So, yeah, I kind of, like, movies have always been my thing. Like, Justin can vouch for me on this.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
For some reason, I'm just really good at, like, memorizing different actors' names, like,
TV shows.
Yeah.
Movies. Like, everything.
Like, scenes, lines, every, like, it...
Quotes.
Yeah. I've always just been super into that, so I kind of feel like I had to move away from the medical field and move further into, like, what I was passionate about.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Awesome. How I started was pretty much also in 7th grade. I had a YouTube channel that's still around, but I haven't posted to it in like a couple of years. But I started doing that, and I really liked, I taught myself how to edit videos, and I really enjoyed it.
Wait, you taught yourself?
Yeah.
I don't even know how a camera works. You taught yourself how to edit video. Nice.
No, I started out, I used Windows Movie Maker, which is like very simple, but it's very difficult to do anything like big, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then I discovered Sony Vegas Pro, which is like a $400 editing software, mm-hmm. and I figured out how to get it for free.
Damn.
So, I used that for a couple of years probably, and then in 10th grade, I decided to go to tech to the Berks Career and Technology Center, which I chose the So for the open house, I went to photo imaging because one of the career paths that they had mm-hmm. listed was video editor, okay. which didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So we went to the photo imaging class and we learned about all their stuff. And then we went right next door to the CMT, which is Communications Media Technology. And as soon as I walked into the room, there was like they had everything laid out on the table, like audio equipment, cameras, and every person's seat had a MacBook, all the seats had MacBooks.
What?
Not MacBooks, like iMacs, so those were our computers. And then I just fell in love after that. I was like, this is the class I want to be in.
When did you get your first camera?
My first camera, the one I have, the only camera I have now, I got when I graduated high school. It was a graduation gift from my mom.
Oh, okay.
And I've been using it ever since, and I'm probably going to keep using it for a long while because cameras are expensive.
Adding accessories all the time.
Well, I can't buy another camera.
That's true.
I can always get accessories.
I'm stuck
to
over
make
here
it
with my tiny little Canon that I got from my ex.
My first year in tech was like rough, but towards the end of the first year, I grew a lot, and then my second year and third year, I grew even more. I just got opportunities from my tech teacher. He really, like, he thinks highly of me, and I blame him for all my knowledge and stuff. Like, he is a great guy. He's a great teacher.
Yeah.
Mr. D, shout out to you. I love tech so much, and I just wish I can go back.
See, I feel like I should have gone to tech, but when we did like our walkthrough, they didn't have anything like that. It was like mechanics, culinary arts, like cosmetology, and I was like, well, there's no point in doing tech for 3 years if I'm not gonna
see. The thing is, our BCTC has two campuses. They have an Ole campus, which is like closer to where I went to high school.
Yeah.
And then they had a Leesport campus, which was the west campus, and Ole was the east campus. And then they only had that program at the west campus. So it was a 45-minute bus ride from my high school to tech school every single day. And it was nice, but, you know, 45-minute bus ride with people that, you know, you kind of don't really get along with. Well, I'm not going to get into that. But, and then, long story short, graduated high school, and I applied to Kutztown, and here we are.
Yeah. See, I feel like I should have gone right after high school. I probably would have saved myself a lot.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't have met you. Well, I might have. I don't know.
Who knows?
But, yeah, I decided that I was going to take a year off.
Yeah.
And work.
Yeah.
Which put me in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, guess what? You're going to school. And I had 2 weeks to prepare myself. And we know how that turned out.
Yep.
But I feel like after I started at Kutztown, it kind of just, like, because I still was iffy, like, in the year that I took off, I was like, yeah, film seems nice, but I don't know what part of it I like.
Yeah.
And I played around a little bit. I was like, well, maybe I can do biology, or maybe I can, I don't know,
yeah,
just study writing. But then after I met you, I was kind of like,
yeah,
there's nowhere else. I can't do anything else.
This is it.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, like, I was like, it's going to be really hard to find people to work with. Like, I suck at socializing. So finding people to be in short films or, like,
yeah,
do the technical side, I was like, there's not a shot in hell that I'm going to be able to socialize enough to... I mean, you kind of made it super easy. Because you were like, you like writing scripts? I like filming scripts. I know people. And I was like, say less.
Pretty much.
And here we are, like, almost 11 months later.
Yep. But that's how the industry is. Like, you have to know people to, mm-hmm, like, well, you don't have to know people. You can do your own thing, but it's
networking.
Networking is a big part of the film industry, and it's how you get your foot in the door. And mm-hmm, I had 3 jobs in the field before COVID, but obviously I'm not with any of them anymore. But hopefully next season, maybe. But I work for sports teams on the camera crew, so yeah, hopefully next season. But yeah, so yeah, we have a script right next to us. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? What's it called?
Absolutely. This script is called The Sighting. We came up with this we came up with the idea, and we finished the script, I feel like, in a week and a half. It was super quick.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But Justin came to me, and he said that he wanted to put more stuff on his YouTube channel, and that he wanted me to play around with a couple ideas. And we decided that since Halloween's coming up, and it's spooky season, y'all, that we wanted to do something a little more, like, Halloween-themed. So we were playing around with this idea, and I came up with, what if we did our own version of the 2016 clown sightings?
And I was like, hell yes.
So we kind of adapted this script out of several ideas, but in the end, it's supposed to look like if you were to, on YouTube, look up the 2016 clown sightings, it would be all of those, like, shaky videos that people took on their phones of, yeah, every time they saw a clown. Yeah. It's gonna be a little bit of that, but a little bit more, like,
it's gonna have a narrative.
Yeah, and a, like, little bit more, yeah, professionally. Like, it's gonna cut back and forth, and hopefully the end product looks really cool. We're not gonna spoil the ending for you, but the ending doesn't really resolve anything.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't. So, yeah.
15 pages long.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been a lot longer, not gonna lie. But as I was, writing this out, Justin told me to pump the brakes a little bit because, like, this easily could have been, like, a 30-40 page script.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But we're trying to keep it doable.
Yeah. Like, for now. And then, like, in the future, we can, like, amp up the timing a little bit. Maybe do, like, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe. This is the first script that we're going to shoot. We have another one that we wrote back in, that was, like, March.
March, April.
We were still on campus for classes. So, like, in between my classes, I would sit in, the little reading areas and just type away.
Yeah.
And then we had it all set up. We had our actors lined up. We had audio guys. We had camera guys. We had everybody. Like, we had extras.
We had a whole cast and crew. And then COVID just came in and just...
Yeah. we had a schedule set up. We were planning on shooting in May after the semester ended.
May 15th?
I think so. It was like May 15th and 16th.
Yep.
And weekend. Anyway, so yeah, then after, like, as soon as we got done writing the script out, like, I was so excited. We had a binder set up for the production management, like, everything. And then they sent us home for the semester because of COVID. And all of our plans were shot. Like, there was no way that we were going to be able to get our crew together and our talent together to shoot because everyone was in the, like, skitsy part of lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, not only, like, there were the fines if you decided you were gonna go out. Like, people weren't allowed to leave their homes, but, like, everyone was too scared to meet up with people from different places out of fear that they would themselves get COVID. So, we still have that script, like, locked away for a different time. But
somewhere.
Now that things are kind of calming down and kind of getting better, we're gonna attempt to get the sighting done first because, you know, spooky season.
So stay tuned for that. So now we're gonna talk about a little bit more about the podcast and which direction we want it to go and like kind of like elaborate more on what we're gonna talk about and stuff.
What we had envisioned, like when we were talking about what we wanted the podcast to be about, we definitely want it to be about, like
film,
the YouTube channel film,
yeah,
like our projects. We want to give you like background insight on like our filming process, like what our projects are, like, so you can see like the process.
So you can kind of like see into like, the film industry and like kind of like what is going on, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be primarily about film, but we also wanted to make it like lighthearted and give advice about like
life.
I guess it would be like for those aspiring to also go into the film industry but like don't know how to go about that.
Yeah.
Like, we want to give you advice and we want to help you pursue your dreams because, I mean, I have zero background in any of this stuff. And Justin's helped me a lot, but it's not entirely impossible if you have zero experience.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's definitely
we're
going
to give you advice and we're going to talk about our lives and we're going to try to make it fun. But
have some laughs.
Yeah. In the end, we want it to be, like, a lighthearted but educational podcast for you to tune into whenever you're having a bad day or you just want to see what this stuff is like.
Or just want to see what we're up to.
Yeah. It's a little bit of like our lives combined with film lives combined with
a little bit of everything. With a dash of everything else.
Just a little sprinkle. So, yeah, I think as time goes on, we'll definitely develop it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I pitched the idea to Justin that we should have a weekly Lana's movie-TV-entertainment pick of the week.
Yes.
Because I got you. I have some brilliant suggestions with some reviews if y'all are interested. But yeah, we'll probably, with each project, we'll keep you updated on what part of the process we're at, like what we're doing next. We'll let you know how past things went. If shooting was super bad and we have to find new talent,
we'll
you'll
talk
know
about
it.
It.
But
yep.
So far, we're still looking for talent. Because for this one, your homegirl is going to be filming as the main character. And my extremely weird brother, we've decided, is the other main character. But
why him? You'll find out.
He just fits. Well, I kind of built the character around his personality, but we didn't have a whole lot of options because, once again, thank you, COVID. But
gotta make do with what you have.
Yeah, pretty much. But in the future, we're kind of hoping to build a following around this, and eventually we'll upload videos with this audio to YouTube so you can watch us be dorks in real time.
Yep.
Instead of just listening.
Also, sorry for if there's any background noise or anything. We're in
a living
room next to a noisy highway.
Dipshit decided to come down the stairs in the middle of the podcast while he was on a FaceTime phone call. So,
but it's all good.
Just adds character, I guess.
I mean, he's gonna be in the. I mean, he could be in the podcast.
Should we get him to come down here and talk about it a little bit?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe. No.
You can just be like, "Yo, I'm playing Ollie."
No. We'll leave that for another.
We'll have
episode.
Him in a future episode, but yeah, we're super excited. We hope you are too.
So yeah, on that note, we are going to end things off here. We would like to thank you for tuning in, and we be sure to follow us at JFreed Media on Instagram. Link will be in the description of the pod. Of the episode. I have to think about that for a second.
We will also drop our individual Instagrams.
Yeah. Instagram, YouTube channel. We also have a YouTube channel at JFreed Media on YouTube. But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you.
not really in a week.
Yeah, approximately in a week. So, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
No.
No? Okay. No. All right. We will see you in a week then.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you guys.